This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. March ended like a lamb with some mild USDA reports. We'll have more right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
There's an old saying that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. With the end of the month bringing two major USDA reports, it was looking like March might end more like a lion instead. However, that wasn't necessarily the case, as both the quarterly grain stocks and planting intentions reports came in mostly within expectations. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said that was especially true on the grain stocks.
On corn, definitely. We were looking for 8.151 billion bushels, came in at 8.151. On the soybeans, we were looking for 1.901 billion, and it came in at 1.910, so about 9 million higher than the average guess. On the wheat side of things, 1.237, that would have been about 22 million bushels higher than the average guess, but all of those are right in line with expectations. They were pretty much as close to perfect as you can get, which typically on these quarterly stocks reports, that's a win. We don't typically see that happen.
The planting intentions were also fairly predictable, with an increase to the corn acres and a decrease to the soybean acres.
95.326 million acres for corn. That was a little over a million acres higher than the average guess, but like I said, inside of the range of estimates. Soybeans at 83.495, that was about 270,000 acres lower than the average guess, but once again, right inside the range of estimates. We were somewhere around 93 to 95 million acres for corn. We were somewhere around 83, 84 million acres for beans, and that's what we got.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.